We welcome onto the airwaves of Radio Islam, brother Najm Shiraz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yusuf bhai, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm getting better, actually. I've been ill since last Sunday. But it's much better now, shukr. It was pretty hectic ever since I landed into Pakistan from England to attend some events for Pakistan Army and Pakistan Air Force. So there's a lot of traveling involved. But it's much better now, thank God.
Alhamdulillah. People in South Africa enjoy your anashid, especially the one that we've been airing, in which there's a portion that you yourself present. And we are waiting and very anxious about your trip to South Africa. But perhaps you can begin by giving us some insight into yourself. We understand that there was a different path to your life initially, and then you changed to not and reciting isms. What inspired you to make the change?
First of all, Muftisab, I am equally excited because I've been wanting to visit South Africa. I've heard so much about it from my friends, from colleagues. We often, you know, met in England and a few other parts of the world. You know, some famous nasheed artists from your country, Zen Beka. And previously in my musical career, I heard so much about South Africa because we always thought that the great jazz and, you know, this culture came from America, but it was actually South Africa, all the greatest musicians and, you know, it's a very rich culture. So I always wanted to, and then when I got inclined and I, you know, Quran came in my life and it completely, you know, bulldozed all my philosophies that I used to have back in days. And, you know, my purpose, my focus, my direction of life, it all kind of just fizzled out because Quran kind of woke me up to reality, and I felt as I was in a very long, you know, I was living in a very long dream, a very beautiful dream with so much going on and so many distractions and attractions that I never thought of. I mean, I did think of, I had questions because my belief, my personal feeling is that if you don't have questions, if you do not seek the truth, even if it comes to you, because Allah does give everybody an opportunity, even if it comes to you, you don't pay attention because you were never looking for it. And then later on, Quran confirmed that Yahdi ilayhi man yuneeb. Allah guides those who seek. So I did have questions back in the university days, a lot of questions, which I used to write in my diaries, and I still have those diaries with me. And when we meet, I know you're mashallah mufti, I will share with you all those questions which were not answered then.
Yes.
And resulting in, you know, my kind of distance from deen. And for the next 10, 15 years, I was just, you know, involved way too much in the world, trying to get fame, more money, and more fun and party and all that. But thank God, luckily, at the peak of my career, when I was 35 years old, you know, I was quite established, I was touring the world, and I had everything going. Thank God, before the madness, you know, would have gotten to that extent that, you know, it would have been difficult to get back from there, Allah showed me the path. I met my teacher, Mr. Babar Chaudhry, who is also founder of a platform of volunteers, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And because of him, I could understand the spirit of the sayings, the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we used to just read and move on, basically. And the ayah, the word of Allah, which was written and, you know, it was sitting in our homes, and we agreed and we believed that it was the word of Allah, but I can speak for myself that I did not take it as an instruction for myself. I did not take it as a final judgment for myself. For some reason, when somebody asked me that what was the purpose of Quran, I always said, since childhood I said, for guidance. But when it came to reality, we always recited it for sawab. We always recited it for the next life. We always recited it for someone, or, you know, to please my mother, because in Ramadan she used to tell all of, you know, our siblings to finish Quran each, which was great. It kept us, you know, close to deen somehow. But my life was suffering. My psychological condition wasn't that great. I was making money. I would consider myself successful in my career, but I was not stable. I was driven by my moods, my emotions. If I was happy, I would make people happy. If I was angry, I would make people's lives miserable. And when first time my teacher, he explained that hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa'allamahu, that the best amongst you is the one who learns the knowledge of Quran and teaches others. And when he explained that hadith to me, he asked me a question, that what would you like to become? And I said, I wanted to become a best artist, best live performer, best singer, because I was practicing 14, 15 hours a day, my voice, I was practicing it. And he said, even if you became the best singer, best recording artist, if you did not become a best human being, a best, you know, akhair wala husband, best father, best son, best neighbor, best professional, do you think that you would be best human being? And I said, well, I never thought like that, because for me, success was if you're doing good in your field and you're making money, you're successful. But I had never ever thought like that before, that I have to be best in every role of my life that I have to live. And ever since, I kind of surrendered my intelligence and my own philosophies and myself bit by bit. I wouldn't lie that it happened overnight. Overnight, yes. Overnight, yeah. You get inspired. Because I could not sleep for the first 1 week when I started getting the spirit of the ayat of Allah and ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I could not sleep for you know, first week or so. I would hardly sleep, and even when I was sleeping, I could see ayat and hadith in my, you know, in my dreams, while I was asleep, I could see them written, you know, just going, passing across, you know, my vision. And then I would get up, I would open the Quran again, and then I would start studying. And then in the evening, I would go to my study class, and I would bombard my teacher with questions. So question for 3 months, I just kept questioning. And when I got all my answers, I had only one exit for me in life, and that was Tawbah. That now that I have found all the answers, the only way to move on in life, that I can make my future better, because I wasn't very proud of the past, and that was to make a U-turn, a true Tawbah, not by just words, by just intention. Of course, that's the first thing, but practically change the course of my life. And then the next 10 years, which, you know, the last 10 years, I would say now, it was basically all part of my Tawbah, because every now and then you rediscover yourself. Path doesn't change, but you try and become better and better, and your Tawbah becomes purer and purer. So this is Mufti Sahib,
yes.
Who would understand this? Who would know better than you? Because you see people coming toward the path of Allah, you invite people toward the path, so you know exactly what happens.
Subhanallah. We really appreciate you sharing your life story with us. And there are many youth out there who have similar aspiration as to you had at one point in your life, you know, seeking that particular life of name and fame and all that it comes with. And that the moment of inspiration and the moment of guidance came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how things had changed. And that insight obviously will be valuable in motivating them. And I think when you're in South Africa, you know, it will people will come and listen to that, inshallah, and it will touch many, many people's hearts. Will you perhaps oblige us with a short Naat recital? Any of your choice, anyone that you choose to present?
Okay. Just forgive me if my voice cracks or if I cough because I haven't been well, but I wouldn't deprive the listeners, you know, of this opportunity, because this is not just actually Nasheed has never been an entertainment for me, because I was always doing entertainment in my past life. So a Nasheed for me is a cleansing effect. It's an opportunity to express my feelings and to inspire whoever is listening. So this Nasheed is called Alhamdulillah, which I will be performing on my tour in South Africa. And Alhamdulillah, I wrote with the help of my wife, because she also came toward Islam after 10 months of questioning from Quran and from Christianity, because she was born in an English girl living in an English village. And after 10 months of questioning, she accepted Islam, and she could always write music and sing. So we wrote this hymn together, and I'll just share a verse with you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This verse, this hymn is in English and Urdu, so I will be mixing both. My respect, my name, all my fortune and all my fame, no more fear, no more pride. I just want you by my side. You're a Rahman, you're a Rahim, you're a Ghaffar, you're a Hakim. Need your Sultan, need your Burhan, give me Furqan for my iman. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Kitni hi baar main hu gira, tujhse muh moda, dil tera toda. Main tere kaabil to nahi, tu mera Allah, mera wali. Tu ar-Rahman, hai ar-Rahim, you're al-Ghaffar, you're al-Aziz. Need your Sultan, need your Burhan, give me Furqan for the iman. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. You made me humble when I was proud, and in submission to you I bowed. I am so sorry for things I've done. You are my Allah, the only one. Ar-Rahman, you're Ar-Rahim, you're Al-Ghaffar, you're Al-Wakil. Need your Sultan, need your Burhan, give me Furqan for my iman. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, it's really, really touching, and the emotion and the sincerity with which it is rendered, it can be felt, subhanAllah. Shukriya. And we look forward to hearing it in South Africa, inshallah, when the various programs will be held. So we're looking forward to you coming to South Africa, inshallah, and we make dua that Allah grants you a speedy recovery, inshallah, and that you're well and ready for the trip, inshallah, when it does unfold.
Thank you very much. I just have two requests. A, that I would love to meet you, Mufti Saab.
Yes.
When I'm there. And secondly, every listener right now of your radio station, please pray for our sister, Safiya, who is, you know, working day and night to make this possible, because Allah knows that our intention is to share this, you know, whatever Allah, you know, the little light that he has shared with me, and that you know, that curtain, that parda he has from his own huge personality, just a little parda that he has, you know, taken off for me, and that I've been able to understand my Rabb, my Allah, a little bit. I would like to share that with everyone. So please, every listener, I would request every brother and every sister to pray for the success. I'm not worried about the, you know, commercial success. I never was when I was touring in my concert days. But now my only worry is that I could deliver, because Allah's merit is very high, and I'm very, you know, I'm a small believer. So please pray for us that I, with the best of my ability, you know, I could be able to share and convey the message of Allah, the message of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, whatever I have experienced in my life, because I'm not an alim, I'm not a mufti, I'm not a scholar, but whatever my iman is, I can show you, I'm living it, and I can, inshallah, show it from the word of Allah and from the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and I'm sure from your spirit I will learn a lot, inshallah.
Brother Najm, you know, just speaking to you, I've really been touched by the sincerity and the enthusiasm with which you speak, and we're really looking forward to having you here in South Africa, inshallah. Allah bring you safely to South Africa, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Najm Shiraz. He'll be touring South Africa.